Okay, so we're diving deep into Keisha's New Year's Eve look. And honestly, I totally get why people are talking about it. This wasn't just like your average sparkly dress, you know? This is a whole statement.
Right.
We've got two articles here, one from Latex 247, which is very clearly all about latex, anything
Yeah.
latex. And then we have a more, I guess you could say, grounded take from Showbiz Cheat Sheet. But what really caught my eye, and I think this is important, is that this outfit, it dropped right on the 15th anniversary of her hit TikTok.
Wow.
So what do you think? Is this like a hint, a new Keisha era maybe?
That's a really interesting point. I think the timing definitely makes you wonder. TikTok, Keisha, it was all about that young energy, glitter everywhere, just like carefree, you know,
Yeah.
for sure. And now we see her in this like intense red latex bodysuit, gloves, the boots.
Whoa.
But then she paired it with a feather boa and some lacy stockings. Latex 247 actually called it old Hollywood glamour with a modern edge.
I mean, they're not wrong.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good way to describe it.
It's kind of giving like Jessica Rabbit, but with like a dominatrix twist. It's interesting. But I think what I'm really curious about is what do you think she's trying to say with this look? Especially because, you know, new album's coming.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, this could be Keisha's way of taking control, you know?
Yeah.
She left her old labels, she's got her own thing going on, and now she's literally like covered in latex, which, let's be honest, it screams power.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
confident, it makes a statement, and latex itself has a whole history, you know? It's not just some random fabric. It's been linked to fetish wear, avant-garde art scenes, even like BDSM culture.
Whoa. Okay. So this is more than just a fabric choice, then. This
Exactly.
is like a statement about sexuality, maybe even like changing how people saw her before, like reclaiming her image.
Exactly. And, you know, Showbiz Cheat Sheet even pointed out how she's been really moving away from that whole party girl image for a while now.
Yeah.
She wants to be seen as more sophisticated, more mature. So this latex look could be like the ultimate expression of that. You know, it's like she's saying, "This is me now.
Right.
Take me seriously."
Which honestly is so hard for a lot of female artists, especially pop
Oh,
artists. Like
absolutely.
you have a hit like TikTok that's so tied to a certain image, it can be really hard to break free from that.
You get pigeonholed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I find really fascinating is that she's not pretending. Like TikTok never happened. You know what I mean?
Right.
She's incorporating it. The feather boa, that could be a nod to her old style, but now it's paired with this super strong, kind of sexy latex. It's like she's saying, I can be both.
That's a really good point. I didn't even think about that.
It's clever.
And Showbiz Cheat Sheet goes into detail about the makeup too, like the red lipstick, smoky eye, and she even had white eyeliner, which I thought was interesting. It all gives
Yeah.
that very like femme fatale energy, but then she still has those long blonde waves, which is very classic Keisha.
Even the makeup choices are like really deliberate. I feel like white eyeliner, it can make your eyes look bigger, more innocent, almost like a doll, which is such a contrast to the latex.
Oh,
It
wow.
adds another layer of like complexity to the whole look. It's like
No.
she's playing with our expectations a little bit.
Okay, you've totally convinced me this outfit was planned, like down to every detail.
It's a masterpiece.
But what about Latex 247's big statement? They said 2025 is the year of latex clothing. Like, are we all going to be wearing skin-tight bodysuits soon?
Well, I don't know about that, but
Yeah.
latex is definitely having a moment. We've seen it on celebrities, on the runways, even like in regular stores now.
It's true. I have seen that. So, what do you think is behind all of this? Is it just a trend, or is there something more to it?
I think it might be tied to like a bigger cultural shift, you know? Maybe it's a reaction to all the casual clothes we've been seeing. The athleisure, the loungewear latex is intentional, it's structured, it's about making a statement. It's not something you just throw on to run errands, you know?
So maybe it's about taking back control, like what we were saying about Keisha, like reclaiming our bodies, our sexuality, our power.
Exactly. And I think in a world where we're constantly bombarded with images and messages, latex really stands out. You can't ignore it. It demands attention. And maybe that's what we all kind of want these days, to be seen, to be heard, to be felt, and that need to be seen, you know, to be heard. I think that's where Keisha's music comes in. Showbiz Cheat Sheet mentioned that she actually performed her new single at this New Year's Eve thing. It's called Joyride.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's her first release on her own label.
Oh, wow. So there's a lot riding on this.
Yeah, definitely.
And if this whole latex look is anything to go by, I bet Joyride is going to sound totally different from her old stuff.
I would put money on it. The title itself, Joyride, it just screams like freedom, rebellion, you know,
Yeah.
taking risks.
Yeah.
Which fits perfectly with this new Keisha, the one who's not afraid to make a statement.
Totally. Do you think we'll hear about this, like, transformation in the lyrics, maybe even a LaTeX shout-out?
Ooh, maybe. But even if she doesn't say it directly, I think the whole vibe of the song will reflect this change, you know?
Yeah.
We might hear her singing about independence, finding herself, maybe even some darker stuff. LaTeX does have that edge to it.
Right. It's a little dangerous.
Exactly.
Speaking of dark, Showbiz Cheat Sheet did mention that Keisha has had some, tumultuous years lately. It makes you think about how all that, the personal stuff, the career stuff, it all probably influenced her music.
For sure. Artists always draw inspiration from their lives, especially the hard parts. I wouldn't be surprised if this new music is more vulnerable, more raw, you know?
Yeah.
Like she's exploring what it means to be resilient, to overcome challenges.
You know what? This whole New Year's Eve performance, it's starting to feel less like a performance and more like a statement.
100%.
The outfit, the song, the timing of it all, it feels so deliberate, so intentional. Like she's closing a door on the past and stepping into something completely new.
And she's using fashion to make that message even stronger, which is
Yeah.
so smart. It's not just about the music, it's about the whole visual experience. She's creating a world, inviting her fans into it.
Okay, but we can't ignore the, well, the TikTok in the room.
Yeah, it's always there.
It's been 15 years since that song exploded, and it's basically impossible to talk about Keisha without talking about TikTok, right?
It's part of her story. TikTok was huge, like a cultural phenomenon.
Sure.
It defined a whole era, a sound, a lifestyle, even. For a lot of people, it was just pure fun, catchy, you couldn't get it out of your head. But it also maybe accidentally kind of trapped Keisha in that image, you know?
Oh, yeah, like the glitter, the party anthems, the whole carefree vibe. It's pretty different from the woman we see in the LaTeX.
And that's exactly the point. This transformation, it's intentional. She's showing everyone that she's more than just that one song.
Yeah.
She's grown, she's evolved, and she's ready to show us what Keisha really means now.
This whole deep dive has been so eye-opening. I'm seeing this New Year's Eve thing in a whole new light. It's not just about the clothes. It's about growth, about self-discovery, about taking control of your own story.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, what's next? What will this new era sound like? What stories will she tell? I'm really excited to find out.
It's funny because TikTok was so huge, like it was everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And it almost feels like it kind of became a burden for her in a way.
I see what you mean.
Like she had to prove that there was more to her than just that one song.
Yeah, that's the tricky thing about success, especially in pop music.
Yeah.
You get known for a certain sound, a certain image, and it's hard to break out of that box.
Yeah.
But I think Keisha is showing us that it's possible. You don't have to erase your past.
Right.
You can use it, build on it, transform it into something new.
And she's doing it all on her own terms now. LaTeX 247 mentioned her new album's coming out this year, and I have a feeling it's going to be like her most powerful work yet.
I think so too.
Yeah.
This feels like a total rebirth for her, artistically.
Yeah. She's let go of all the old expectations, the limitations, and she's really owning her power.
It's like she's finally found her voice, and
Exactly.
she's not afraid to use it.
Not at all.
So it makes you wonder, what will that voice sound like? What stories will she tell? If her fashion is any indication, I think we can expect something bold, something daring, maybe even a little dangerous.
Definitely. But I think we might also hear some vulnerability too. LaTeX, it projects this image of strength, of being in control, but is also a very revealing material, very intimate.
Yeah, it shows everything.
It clings to every curve. There's no hiding. It's almost like a second skin.
So maybe she's using it to be even more open, more honest, more herself than ever before.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole transformation so fascinating. It's not just superficial, it's a reflection of something deeper, something changing inside her.
Wow.
It's like she's not just changing her clothes, she's changing her skin. And that brings us back to you, dear listener. What do you think about all of this? Does Keisha's journey resonate with you? Have you ever felt that need to shed an old skin, to embrace a new version of yourself?
I think we all go through transformations in our lives. Some are small, some are huge, but they're all part of growing, becoming who we're meant to be.
Yeah.
And Keisha's story, it reminds us that we have the power to change, to redefine ourselves, to own our stories.
And sometimes a little bit of LaTeX can help.
Maybe. So keep an eye out for Keisha's new album. Let us know what you think. Is this
Yeah.
a brand new Keisha, or just another chapter in a story that's always evolving. We can't wait to see what she does next.
And who knows, maybe you'll be inspired to try on a little latex yourself. You never know what transformations might be waiting just around the corner.